Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Big news here today, and of course, with new ownership, Ted Siegel, but also big news with a Dynamo defender. He is Tim Parker. Tim joins us now. Tim, thanks so much for coming on the program, as always.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn.
All right, so I think you like Houston a little bit. We got the great announcement today that the Dynamo have really locked you in for another 3 years. I think this is great news for the franchise. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think from the minute I've gotten here, you know, I felt there's a special buzz around the city and around the people that I've been around at the club, you know, around the locker room, around the front office, around the coaching staff. So I'm excited to be a part of the build here and what we're building, and to get back to the Dynamo ways of winning trophies and winning games.
And you and I talked a lot of, especially in the beginning, and we were talking about a team that is in a build now. How exciting is it for you to see an owner today come in and talk about investing both from the competitive side and the outside side with the club and you know, the front office and things like that? I would imagine as a player, this is the kind of thing that gets you even more excited now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think obviously with Ted coming in, it adds to the excitement of me being down here, and another reason why I kind of signed on for that extension. You know, I think him willing to jump in and jump on board in terms of the Dynamo and the Dash and the city of Houston, he's got a lot to offer, and we're really excited to start to get to work with him.
Did that have a lot to do with signing the 3-year deal, really, from a direction standpoint, the ownership side?
I wouldn't say necessarily that the ownership side had a direct correlation, but I do think that the coaching staff and obviously with Tab and with Matt, once the rumors of that kind of got started, I had a lot of questions to ask them about it. So it definitely did play a little bit of a part.
Talking to Dynamo defender Tim Parker, big road point at LAFC. I mean, no matter, you guys got it done. That was an interesting game for you because you picked up an early yellow card. And I want you to just kind of tell my listeners, you know, how that changes your game a little bit, if at all, because, you know, you got it pretty early and you were able to navigate this game. And I got to tell you, you were in a lot of one-on-one confrontations like a good center back always is, but maybe even a little bit more on this night.
Yeah, I was pretty frustrated with the early yellow. I feel like it might have been a little soft at the end of the day, but I had a good conversation with the referee about it. But yeah, it's just one of those situations where when your first foul is a yellow card, it's never really a good start to the game for you. But I was able to navigate it, just being smart, not putting myself in situations where I have to foul or where I'm lunging in trying to do something more than I have to do. So I think throughout the length of the game, I was able to kind of just navigate around that.
At some point, do you move past the fact that you got a yellow? I mean, does it go out of your head or is it conscious for the full 90 minutes?
It's definitely conscious for the full 90, just because you know that any slip up, especially at center back, a yellow card can come out pretty quick rather than at other positions. So just keeping tabs on it. And like I said, you just got to make sure that you're not doing anything that can warrant that.
Were there tackles you might have pulled out of since you had the yellow? I'm just curious. I mean, this is really interesting stuff for anybody listening because, you know, it is something that's almost like debilitating a little bit, right, to have to carry that yellow. It's like having a ball and chain maybe a little bit around your leg for the other 88 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, there's definitely one or two tackles that I can remember that I pulled out of. But it's just the overall way you play the game. You know, I think especially as a center back, and the way I like to play it is kind of being a little bit more physical than others. So I like to pick up a couple of little fouls throughout the game. But when you have a yellow, you got to be pretty smart about that.
You said the aggressive nature of the way you play the game. And I hear people call you sometimes a throwback center back because of that great aggression. And I see that as a positive thing. Do you like that? Do you like that label?
Yeah. I love the old school label. You know, I think I wear it with pride because it's one of those things that I don't take lightly. I think it's cool to be, I mean, I don't want to say the enforcer because that's such a hockey rule, but like it is one of those things that I do take pride in, obviously throwing a tackle, being physical. And then I like to let the prettier guys up the field do the pretty stuff. So.
Yeah, that's the way it usually goes. Well, I had a good nickname for you, but we nixed it. We're going to go with the enforcer. Let's talk a little bit about the Portland Timbers and kind of the fact that they're getting healthy now. Sebastian Blanco is back. You guys have played them once this year. What are some of your initial thoughts on them Wednesday night? Quick turnaround here.
Yeah, I think in the beginning of the year when we played them at their place, we weren't up to the task right away and they scored early on us. But I think for a lot of the game, we gave them a hard time. And we're looking to do the same thing, obviously, down here on Wednesday night, just because they played on the weekend just like us, and we know how hot it can be down here. So we're going to be ready for that, and we're going to take the game to them for the full 90 for sure.
The progress of the team, it seems really positioned well right now as far as learning from Tab. You know, obviously there's still challenges. There's still areas that have to improve, which I think is probably natural for all of you guys, including you. I mean, you've been through this process before. This is nothing new to you. But how do you feel about the process right now? Because on the outside, I can see it and it's different than before. And I can see it through personnel, but I can also see it through the way things are being implemented and executed by players like yourself.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. You know, and I think the LAFC game, we had a lot of good moments where after 2 weeks without a game, we were able to look at film and see what we did right in other games in the beginning of the year, and then implement it all into LAFC. And when you see that we're doing the things that Tab wants us to do and all of us are bought in on it, things usually go well for us. And that's no coincidence. So we have to obviously just continue to do the right things and force guys to want to do the right things. Cause when one guy gets off path, it can throw off the whole squad. So it's just one of those things where when everyone's bought in, we look like a really well-oiled machine there.
Yeah. So is it that kind of container of culture that you know, when somebody falls a little bit out of that, you hope that helps correct it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot of what kind of Tab wants us to do on the field as well, as being able to hold guys accountable. So when one guy makes a mistake, it's not like you're raining on his parade, but he's got to know that he made a mistake and he has to do better on the next one to make sure that everyone else isn't working harder just for his one mistake.
Here's the Dynamo defender, Tim Parker, joining us here. Dog days of summer now. And you know, I know we get the whole pressing system thing, and we know it's in different areas of the field at different times. How much does that change now a little bit with the heat now? I mean, obviously, you guys did a good job of not sitting on top of your goalkeeper in the last game, which I think we might have seen a little bit more in the Sporting game. You did get some higher pressure up the field. For those of us that are listening, take us into a little bit of, you know, this notion of people think pressing is you're going to do that for 90 minutes. We know that's not possible. How do you kind of cut that up for the listener or the viewer when they watch your games?
Yeah, I mean, ideally for us, the term pressing kind of means higher up the field. A lot of in their half is when we like to do our pressing. When they're playing around the back, we like to kind of pressure in certain ways that can benefit us to win the ball and then obviously go right to goal. Because for us, when we're in a low block or when we're in front of our net, that's the longest distance we have to go to goal. So if we stay higher and further away from our net and we can press up the field in their half, that's obviously gives us a better chance to get to their goal quicker and hopefully score more goals. So that's where we like to do our pressing. And then obviously there are days and times, like you said, in the heat that things may change, but for the most part, we're going to stick to what makes us good. And that's definitely pressing them in their half.
Dynamo defender, Tim Parker. Tim, you've had a couple of different partners back there this year. You've been very, very consistent. I think everybody has seen that. They've realized, if they didn't know a lot about you, they quickly realized, wow, what a great signing Tim Parker has been for the Dynamo. How tough is it adjusting to a different partner sometimes again? You know, you had Boniac, Garcia, Minor. They're very different players.
Yeah, they're very different players. But, I mean, both of their experience can kind of just fit them into spots nicely. You know, both of them have played so many games and have so much experience that when you're playing with one or the other, maybe there's little tendencies that you get used to a little bit more, but it's not too bad of a seamless transition.
So I was disappointed not to see you on the Gold Cup preliminary roster, which means you were probably more disappointed. Give us a thought or two on that, because I think based on the season you've had, based on the number of partners you've had, I was very disappointed not to see your name on that.
Yeah. I mean, I was disappointed as well. I thought coming down to Houston with the change of scenery, it can sometimes be good for a player, sometimes bad for a player, but I thought overall it's been good to me so far. And I was hoping to see my name on that preliminary roster, but when it wasn't, it's just one of those things that it's out of your control. So for me, I'm just going to kind of keep doing what I can with Houston, and winning games is going to be the priority.
So this three-year deal, I think, is great news. I think it's great news for Dynamo fans. I think it also shows a big commitment to the Houston community and the project from you, and to get a guy like you to buy in for that long, I think is an incredible feather in the cap of the organization. Anything else you care to comment around the new deal and being a Houstonian? Because after that, you know, you're going to have to wipe away the East Coast stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think overall, I'm really excited. I think I touched on it a little bit before with the coaching staff and with the front office and what I've noticed and gotten to experience in the city of Houston. I'm excited to play soccer here, but I'm also excited for my life off the field. So there's going to be a lot of big things coming in the future for the city of Houston, and I'm proud to be part of one of them.
Tim, listen, as always, very candid, great interviews, good insight. My listeners get a little deeper stuff with you. It's fun. The yellow card stuff was fun too, how you have to alter your game. That's good stuff. Thank you so much. And by the way, even again, we'll just say congratulations on the new deal and for a guy that really has earned it. Thank you very much for coming on.
No, thank you, Glenn.
All right. That's Tim Parker, Houston Dynamo defender. Good news. He's going to be around a while.
Saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Be prepared for flooding and keep your basement dry with Barracuda pumps. Barracuda makes high-quality pumps that offer dependable performance for when you need it most. Save big money on all Barracuda pumps now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.